Okay, so we're going to try to confront this sugya of Loisa's Gedudu. First, Baofen Klali. And then, what I really wanted to do was learn Pshat in the Gemara. Here on Daf, Yigimel Mebez, Yudalo Medalef. But that would take many, many hours. So I'm not sure I'll succeed in doing that. We'll see. And then, perhaps afterwards, that's what I think that'll be at 12:30, then we might get to some practical issues which are found here in the Mamre Komas that you have in front of you. The Gemara presents the sugya of Losas Godudu, and the Gemara tells us that there are really two possibilities to interpret the sugya. Maybe we'll first just see the psukim, which are found here on page number one. In the Parshan Re'e, the Torah says, number one, going on to page number two, Bani matem l'Hashem alokechem, lo sisgodudu, v'lo sosimu karcha, bein einichem l'meis, and then the subsequent pasuk, ki am kadosh ato l'Hashem alokecha, u'b'cha b'char Hashem li'osol li'am segula mikolo amim asher al p'nei adama. The pshuto shemikra is fairly obvious. And there's no way that one can interpret it in any other fashion. Rashi comments right away there. Rashi says, on the pasuk of Loisis Godudu, so Rashi comments, Lo titnu gedido viseret bisarchem almes, gedech shel mariyim osim, levisha atem banam shel mokom, viatem ruyim lios noyim, velo gdudim umikurachim. That is the pshuto shel mikra. We're talking about making an incision. And this is the subject of a big discussion among the Gdoli HaRishonim. So comes the Gemara in Yevamos over here and tells us that there's another interpretation, namely the idea of Osasu Agudos Agudos. Now, it's amazing that the Gemara somehow basically is Oker the Pshuto Shomikra. I don't want to say Oker. Suggests another alternative explanation of the Pshuto Shel Mikra, but it's not the Pshuto Shel Mikra, not by any means. So that itself is amazing, and hopefully we'll get to that in a short while. So what does the Gemara do? So the Gemara here, on Daf Yudalel Amud Aleph, presents a machlokes between Abai Verava. Oh, there's a lot of them. A machlokes between Abai Verava with reference to this matter. But first we'll mention the Machlokes of Rishonim, which is right here on the Daf, Rashi, on Daf Yigimam and Beis. So Rashi comments, what is the basis for this Isser? So Rashi, the Ramaskil, Osasu, Agudos, Agudos. It's about 15 lines from the bottom. It says, Rashi, Dinira Kinogim Beis Teres. And the context that Rashi relates to is what we just had on Purim, Tesvav and Yudalit. Shekorin Kfirmis Amigila Biyom Kenisa, Vayoros Gedolz Biyudalin, Umukafin Chayma Bitesvav. That's how Rashi understands the issue. And this is where, if you look in the Rishonim as well, the beginning of Masechet Megillah, the Ramban, the Chiddush Ramban Barichus, one of the longest Rambans on Chas, the Ramban, the beginning of Masechet Megillah, addresses this issue. Mishpat Echad Yelachem. We have one Torah, Torah Achas Yelachem. And suddenly we have, relating to Purim, two Torahs. And the Ran there, on the spot, in the Chiddush Ran, in the back of the Megillah, not the Chiddush Ran, the separate Sefer, but in the Ran, the back of Masechet Megillah, cites this Ramban, and has a lot of commentary in it. The famous Pachog is the Bab Yerushalmi, but this is the same issue that Rashi addresses, namely the issue of, that it looks like we have here, two Torahs. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that's found on page 3, the Rambam presents as the time for this Isser, a completely different time. Rama writes over here in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, it's on the page number 3, lower left-hand corner. Of course, he defines, and tells you, that Gedido Svita Achasi, Shem Shoyu Akim Sortim Bipsoram, Meiseyem, Bibne Hatzar, Kacha Yucholdim Ba'atzman La'avidus Kachovim, Shenem Vaisgeridu Kimishpoto. This is a reference to Eliyahu HaNovi Ba'akarmel. I happen to be teaching that on Shabbos in the Shir and Tanakh. So we see, Bein Labadazorah, Bein Tsar Alames, That's what they used to do. They engage in all kinds of self-flagellation.
Is there a word missing in the rabbi?
Which one? Yes, there's a word missing. It got cut off. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I realize it now.
It's just a zero.
I use an old Rambam, that two-volume Rambam. They always tell me, why don't you use the Frankel Rambam? I should, but my Frankel Rambam is in a different part of my house, and this Rambam is right in front of me. So because of Nirpim Atem Nirpim. Anyway, so the Rambam goes on to say, Kachal Yechovim Ba'atzman La'Avodas Kachom Shenemar Vayizgeridu Kimishpotem. Now notice the Loshin of the Pasuk. Vayizgeridu. The Gemara, of course, is Oymin on that. That seems to be a mokor for this new concept that the Gemara develops of Agudas Agudas. But the Rambam goes on to say, Gamze Asra Terah Shenemar Tisgeridu. The Rambam accentuates the mokor for this. Lois is good, though. Rabbi says it's similar to the pasuk in Tanakh that we have here in Chumash. Ela shalmes ben seret biyado, or ben sarat biyado, ben sarat bikli loike, lavedes chum bikli chaya malkus biyado potter. That's a separate issue. And now he comes to the next statement, which is relevant to us. And this language is very critical. Ubichlal azhora ze. What does Rabbi mean by that lashon? Very cryptic. Ubichlal azor azeh, because we're going to discuss the question, is this an Issa Daraisa? If you read this language of the Rambam, what would you say?
Yes.
Bichlal azor azeh. Poshut. It's included in the Issa. The Issa of the Pshuto Shemikro is making a Sarah Bisarchem, but Bichlal azor azeh, shall you shnei botidinim, birach azeh noi kiminog zeh, vizeh noi kiminog acher. So the Rambam also has what to say in this machlok is a vayi berova. Rambam issues a psak. Passes like a bay. Shnei batidinim bir achas. Zenoi kiminag zeh, zenoi kiminag achet. And then the Rambam provides the rationale. Says the Rambam, shedova zeh, goreim lemachloikes gedoilos. Shenemar, lois is gedudu, losasu agudas agudas. Just to entertain you for a second, I came to Eretz Yisrael. I didn't know, Rav Munitz, I did not know. You are, I called him my Ben Eretz Yisrael. Which you are. Yeshal Achish at that. Gam Ken Hayrit. Hayrit Behuta. Shotefet. Okay, anyway, they don't understand what I said because we're an Anglo Saxon shul. Another one of my continuous comments on this matter. Anyway, so I come to Eretz Yisrael, and how am I supposed to know regarding a number of issues, such as, now I personally don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. My father never wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So I didn't wear tefillin. Someone put on tefillin. Another, or shall we call him, innocent bystander from Chutz Laaretz. They almost killed him. I saw this 28 years ago. Mamish. It was like a sakana d'vashos. So I couldn't understand why in heaven's name were they getting all bent out of shape on this issue. So right away, the person who got bent out of shape said, in Yiddish, shtei tochin zoya, chayav misa. Quotes with zoya, ya chayav misa for putting on tefillin, Chol HaMoed. Wow. Isn't tefillin a mitzvah same in our Torah? That's what I thought. Maybe I was somehow mistaken. And he quotes the zoya. I don't think the zoya is quoted the halacha, as far as I know. So even though that's what it says in zoya, and that is clearly the accepted minhag in Eretz Yisrael, if I'm not mistaken. At least Mufumbi. Mufumbi, but people don't put on tefillin. Many people, I'm talking about people that I know, including some very big Rashi Yeshiva, Bitzina put on tefillin, because their meaning is to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. They put it on Bitzina. They wouldn't dare put it on Befahesia because of this Sakonas Nefashis that I just described. But anyway, and then I understood what the Rambam said, Machlokes Gedolos. So this is what the Rambam's reasoning. Different than the reasoning that's quoted by Rashi, is a famous Machlokes HaRishonim, and we'll see in a little while about this matter. So, the question also, which has to be raised,
so
is there...
Rambam was dashing Talmud Akra?
So that's also...
it's a love.
Unbelievable. That's very rare for the Rambam. I mean, the Gemara's Machlokes, whether dashing Talmud Akra or not, it looks like the Rambam was dashing Talmud Akra. Pelotzim. So that's unusual, but it's not totally unusual. The other Rambam's like this as well, but I just first want to weigh in on the Machlokes of Rishonim. What's an afkamina? Pasha an afkamina between the Rambam and Rashi. Does this din apply to Minhogim? And we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara already weighs in on this issue as well. We'll see that in a little while. Okay, and there's another sugi which I didn't Xerox for you.
But Rashi's in the Shaklavatari. He's not... Rambam's the Maskana.
In the Shaklavatari, correct.
This is how we explain this. This
okay, Beseder. But there, truth is, it's not only here; it's also elsewhere. It's not only the Rashi over here, but it's elsewhere as well. But
why would Minhag be a nafkamina here? Why would Minhag be a nafkamina?
Okay, I'll get to that in a little while.
So
yes, Hashem.
So another topic to throw in there: in the scope of different cities and.
Okay, that needs halacha lemaisa. I mean, let me just I'll give you another example that also came up here in Eretz Yisrael. Now I don't know what
to
do.
Okay,
good, excellent, very important. But what was that?
Yeah. So what's the scope of the
wrong? 100%. This needs what the scope of this in terms of parameters has to be carefully examined. But I'll give you another example that also came to also here in Eretz Yisrael that I encountered. When I first came here, so I davened in a Sephardic Beit Knesset. And so I didn't know, and this actually, usually, Sephardim who davened in Ashkenazi Beit Knesset, they have no difficulty continuing with their Sephardic Nusach. Even Befumbi, they do it. I saw even a Shech Tzibur. What? Yeah, not just Kaddish. I'm not only talking about the Asmach Mekodim Mekodim Meshiche, which is the Rambam's Nusach, which I'm not sure that I'll give two examples though. One example is where my yeshiva is. So there are two Sfaradim that come at night, and sometimes I'm there at night, and they say the Asmach Mekodim Mekodim Koilus. It's an Ashkenazic minyan. Legamri. Not one Sfaradim is to be found there, except for these two. They learn there at night. So I went to the Resh Kodol, I go into Abdullah Miller, and I said to him, "Mamish, lein dechalos is going to do golem izeh." So he's at Isha Shalom. He says, "You're a briska," and right away you start up with people, and it's not healthy. And yes, I'm milismarich. And then I proceeded to show him a prime maloshina and the whole series and the gra and all others who hold that it's mamish lois is going to do and shum suffik. And I wanted to remove them from the Beis Medrash, but I'm not the balabait over there. And he's an Isha Shalom, and he tries to make... Okay, so this is the issue that I encountered also when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, that let's say I daven Nusach Ashkenaz, which is what I do, and I'm now in a Beit Knesset Sfaradi. I was zoicha myself to see the following. You won't believe this. I appear, you will not believe this. I saw Hagoyim Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zatzal, Beit Knesset Sfaradi, got an aliyah on Monday, and said the brachos b'havaras Sfaradit. I almost flipped out. Poshe Kimat flipped out. So I didn't have the gall. I really should have had the gall. I usually have it. But for some reason, that moment, I didn't have the gall to approach him. Mazeh. I go to a Beit Knesset Sfaradi. Sometimes I get, very rarely, but once in a while. And I got an aliyah. I didn't change my nusach. I didn't change my miftah. He changed his miftah. Kadireh, I assume, because of what reason? Lois is good to do. Can't imagine any other reason that he changed his miftah. So this comes up. So undoubtedly, Rav Asher Feinstein has a psak. I haven't gotten to the issue. I just all got off a tangent. Rav Asher Feinstein has a psak. He says, whatever you do, balachash is no problem. Balachash is not an issue. So if I'm an Ashkenazic person, and I go to the Knesset Sfaradi, and I dam shmonesrei, I can dam shmonesrei as I see fit. Where I normally dam shmonesrei, that would not be a problem, but it's good to do. But to do something b'fumbi, let's say, they say, kese yidnu l'cha Hashem elokeinu, or all the other additions that they have, and I go and do my thing, that's not appropriate. That's
even
certainly
quiet.
What?
Even though it's quiet.
So, but that's being done in a public context where they're saying Chazar Sashatz. So I should go ahead and do my thing. He holds it awesome. They're not allowed to do that. Now, this is also Nogea. There's some of the issues. I'm just mentioning the issues, but some maintain that since we daven from Sidurim, from Achzorim, so again, perhaps this would not be relevant. Now, the reason why it's relevant over here also to our Gemara, as we know over here, because the Gemara discusses the Gabe Yibum, Sfardim, Arayom Azeh, this you can only see in Eretz Yisrael. Mikayim mitzvas yibum. They still, I myself was present at a yibum that took place in a bezdin, that a yibum that took place with Sfardim, here in Eretz Yisrael. Ashkenazim do not do it. That is dat maran. That's how maran, Rabbi Yisrael Karo, passing the aloche. So that's quite relevant also. Well, for that matter, let's say, what do you do? I'll give you, now I'm getting off the topic. But what do you do, let's say, if you are a B'nai Dota Mizrach from the Sfardic Bachurei Yeshiva, and now they're learning in Ashkenazi Yeshivas. This is quite common here in Eretz Yisrael. I won't comment on that either. I have what to say about that. Probably you want to hear it. Okay, so I'll tell you. You want to learn how to learn? You go to Ashkenazi Yeshiva. That's why all Rabbi Vajra's children went to Ashkenazi Yeshivas. Now, they don't like to hear that. Achenu, Asfaradim, they, Baruch Hashem, today have some fine yeshivas, but many of the Sfaradi Gedolim learned in Ashkenazi yeshivas in Hebron and other such places. That's before really Parat Yosef got off the ground. So, okay, but now they have Baruch Hashem Sfaradi Yeshivot. Anyway, B'nei Dota Mizrach, let's say, who learned Ashkenazi yeshiva, can they, let's say, take a haircut from Shivasa B'Tambuz till Shavuot Shechalbo Tishaba. The Sfaradim only keep Shavuot Shechalbo. They don't have the 3 weeks. So now what do? They're in Ashkenazi yeshiva. So can they be mistaper? Can they be mizgaleach? Can they shave? Can they take a haircut during that period of time? Is that a problem of those who's going to do? Or I'll give you another example. I don't know if you're aware that there are some people that are very machmir regarding Erev. So let's say someone who's somich on the Erev, or the Eruvin, whether it's in Beit Shemesh or Yerushalayim. You know, Yerushalayim has 3 Eruvin. You're aware of that. The Rabbanut Eruv, the Bedatz Eruv, and then there are private Eruvin for people who are not semich on the above 2. So now the question is, someone who's metaltel in an Eruv, so now, and what? Okay, but I'm saying the issue is there are people who are not semich on the Eruv. So if I'm metaltel on the Eruv, am I over on the Israel, let's go to do. Is there a problem of let's go to do regarding that particular issue? Okay, I'm just.
Why is the Choma considered part of this issue?
Why not?
He's just not the one who carries.
Correct. For example, this issue, I don't know if you're aware. They said that. In Flatbush. Flatbush, you heard of Flatbush?
What?
In Brooklyn. So what goes on over there?
A disaster.
Correct. That's the best way to put it. What goes on over there is that
it's a figment of imagination.
The yeshivasha don't carry. So who carries? The chassidisha wives. The chassidim don't carry, but their wives carry. Their wives drive the buggy and drive the...
And unfortunately, every time you see the Israelis who come there...
Correct, exactly. That's 100% correct. That's 100% correct. I'll give you another example. Now that I'm thinking of all the examples. I go to a shul here, Beis Tvila. Kriyas HaTeila. How many people stand for Kriyas HaTeila? Fair number. How many people sit? Fair number. Is that what it's good? I have to stand for Kriyas HaTeila. So, that's the question. Or, for that matter, I'll give you another example. This also comes up here, and that's Eretz Yisrael. But this came up when I was in Toronto, Canada. So there, the shuls, I imagine, not just Toronto, but probably the United States as well, they're not makpid to daven mincha before shkia. By Rebbe Hill, Rav Salavesh, you have to finish chazar sashas before shkia. And that's why, Baruch Hashem, here, we're beseder. Rabbi Bam, done a good job. So, before shkia, maybe we'll give Dr. Stern the credit. But whatever the case is, very often in the shuls and chutzaretz, that's not the case. They daven mincha, they start 5 minutes before shkia. There's no way they can finish chazaras hashatz before shkia. No way. And then tachanu noch shkia. Oh boy. There was a shul in Toronto, very big shul. Hafstadter daven there. The father of the dir shul. So Sandy Hafstadter, Zechel Levracha. He daven there. And they said tachanun. They didn't say tachanun at mincha bichlal because it was always the way after shkia. So I didn't daven with them. Except the first time I did, then the Rav got very upset with me. I went ahead, I saw what was going on, I didn't realize what was happening. So I quickly finished my Shemoneh Esrei and sat down to do tachanun. No one does tachanun in that shul. Hundreds of people don't do tachanun. I'm sitting right there doing tachanun. He comes running over to me, Lois is going to do. I said, what do you mean Lois is going to do? Because of the Amaratis in this shul, I'm not even Lois is going to do. I was younger those days. Now I'm a bit more chilled out. Okay, so I...
Is the issue of Dvar Mishah, Harim, Nalbu, Ben, Isser, Yetar,
That's what he argued based on that Gemara.
That's
what he told me. Yeah, Torah Shoyla Tir Bifneim.
But that is
the
what's the issue?
Yes. Of course it is. Anytime you have Agudas Agudas.
Kidneys.
All these what?
Kidneys.
Kidneys is not a good example.
What?
I don't think so.
No,
you know, every year there's another kuntres written to take care of kidneys, that the Ashkenazim should stop with the kidneys. I have 15 such kuntres in my house. I collect them. And all kinds of timing. You should see some of the timing. Even you, Dr. Mazenkis, would have some difficulty with some of the basis for eliminating kidneys. There's no basis for whatsoever in the Ashkenazi world.
So you
say
the Sfaradim should not be allowed to do kidneys because when they do, that's a
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but okay. But anyway. Okay, so I want to.
But underlying this is also the shtey, but they didn't be rachas.
I'm coming to that. That's why we have to look over here in the Gemara. That the Gemara says in the Ikra, so you have machlokes. First of all, you have two machlokes in here. You have machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish at the top of the page, whether Beis Mekomos is an Israelite is going to do. And it was all told too. The second machlokes is between Abai and Rav over here in the middle of Yidal Alam Alf. Where there's an Isra of Leis Gadidu, B'shnei Batidin and B'irachas. So the truth is what we really should do, but I don't know if I'll be able to do it, we should examine, read the Gemara carefully, maybe I will do a little bit after. But Rishayim, as I said, have a big Bachlokes over here, that what, it, again, as we said, what the basis for the Isra is, that we saw already a moment ago. And Achreinim, such as the Meshiv Dabar, I saw this tshuva. This tshuva I heard from Rav Soloveitchik many, many years ago. He's a mishpacha of the Meshiv Dabar. So in this tshuva, which is on page 6, 7, and 8, I can't read it inside, but I found that the Keren Ora here on Yevamis, and also other achrenim, but the Meshiv Dabar says it beferish. In this tshuva, he claims the machlokes of Ayi Rava is exactly the machlokes between the Rishonim that I quoted earlier, what the rationale for this Isra of Losses Godu is. Namely, according to Abaye, Abaye says here, on Daf Yudal and Allah, let's read the Gemara, maybe. Amr Abaye, you see approximately... about 15 lines into the Gemara. Amr Abaye, Ki Amrinu Losses Godu Do, Yigon Shtei Batidin and Birachas, Halolu Maidim Kedivu B'Shamay, V'Halolu Maidim Kedivu B'Silel. That's Abaye Shita. Amalei Rava v'Besham v'Besil k'shtei batedin b'irachas dami. Elamai Rava ki amrinu leisis gedu gombezim b'irachas. Plag meren k'divu b'shamai u'plag meren k'divu b'silu. Abol shtei batedin b'irachas leslan ba. So the Meshiv Dabar, the Netziv, and the Keren Ora, they basically say, what's the machlokes in Abaye and Rava? Abaye, they understand that he indicates Losses Godudu applies, as I said, Shtei Batedin and Birachas. So therefore, he apparently is based on what rationale? The one that's quoted by Rashi. Nira Kibes Teres. Looks like two different Teres. And therefore, even the Netziv says here, even Shtei Batedin and Birachas, there's an Isra Losses Godudu. Mashenkin, according to Rava, that Shtei Batedin and Birachas, there's no Isra Losses Godudu. Because the whole Isra is based on what? A machlokes. Shtei batedinim, there's no pshat, a machlokes. Very nice and beautiful packaging of both the Netziv, the Meshiv Dabar, and the Keren Ora here on Yevamis. That's how they understand the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. The problem is that the Kesem Mishnah here, in this Rambam that we just read, on page number 4, so the Kesem Mishnah asks on this Rambam, the Rambam passes like Abaye. The question is, how does the Rambam pass like Abaye? The Gemara has the klal and kol hashas. Machlok is Abaye v'Rava. So what's the din? Halach k'Rava, except Yal k'Gam. What's going on over here? So the Meshiv Dabar is worried about that kasha as well. He has a whole shtickle terah to be miyashi in this issue. But let me just add one other thing. In this halacha of Lois is going to do, where, let's say, regarding minhogim, I mean, there's a Mishnah in Psochim, which I didn't actually, I should have brought it, but I didn't bring it down. The Mishnah in the fourth parak of Akum Shenogu, that's a famous Mishnah, Yishan Adam Ne'am Machlokes. That's also a famous sugya That's what the Mishnah writes over there. I think it says over there. The Gemara quotes it. Here. Mokim shenagu lasis melacha be'avri p'sochem al-chatzayis and daf yudim u'mbeis. The quotes the Mishnah. Mokim shenagu lasis melacha be'avri p'sochem al-chatzayis soysim. Mokim shenagu shaloi lasis ein oysim. So that, and let's say I go, ha-holich mokim, the Mishnah over there, p'sochem, ha-holich mimokim she'oysim, the mokim she'ein oysim, or mimokim she'ein oysim, the mokim she'oysim. You go from one place to another. So it says we impose upon him chumi amakom sheyatzim misham chumi amakom shalach hasham, and then it says at the end val yishan adam ne'amachlekes. That's the lashon of the Gemara over there in Pesachim. So again, as I said, this issue that I just spoke about it now in terms of minhogim, if you just for a moment look in this meshiv davar is amazing, astounding meshiv davar. So here. He discusses on page number 7. And he talks about this issue. He talks here about several issues. On page number 7, you see where it says Os Gimel. So here he talks about a Ramah. By the way, and this is the problem, as I told you. Let's say putting on tefillin. I remember Chutz Aretz, in the shuls I daven in, some people put on tefillin, some people don't put on tefillin. They allowed that in England?
Yeah.
They did?
I don't allow it. People do that.
Oh, people do it. So it's against the Ramah. Ramah is very clear. He quotes in Os Gimel. Ramah says, "Lo yunagu bi'erachas mitzas minagzeh, mitzas minagzeh, mishum leizis gadidu." So right away, the tziv asks, "V'kosha ribi minag lo koi azor azor?" Quotes the Magen Avraham. That the Magen Avraham claims that the entire sugya over here indicates that b'dav she'enu lo minag, lo aminu be'lo leizis gadidu. Doesn't apply to Minhagim. Now, I'm going to read the Gemara, so we have to see whether that is that Hanacha, that's the assumption of the Keren Eira and the Meshiv Dabar. And
that allows 1 minute with Mogi.
That's right. That's exactly what we're trying to justify. Why you can do that, since we're talking about Minhagim.
Is Yonim any better?
No, but I'm saying, but maybe this, but Pashas is also totally on that. Machlokes, if the time is based on the Shelo Yeruah to base Toros, does that relevant to a minyan?
Yeah,
I understand, but I'm saying the Pashas, that reasoning, that rationale is not shy to Minhagim. That doesn't apply to Minhagim. Nashenke Machlokes, that certainly applies to Minhagim as well. The Rambam has, when the Rambam mentions Leisosur, Machlokes are Rishayna, but the Rambam says Leisosur includes everything, Minhagim and Takonis and a whole slew of things are included actually in the Minhagim. But both the Meshiv Dabar here, And he actually discusses in this tshuva this issue, namely how does someone who does this Ashkenaz and he finds himself in a Sephardic shul. So now the question is, how should he be noyeg as far as davening is concerned, or vice versa? The gabit tefillah balachash. So again, and the gabit tefillah which is said b'kovram and the kedusha. So after he goes back and forth with the basic for the Isra of losis gadudu, and especially so he's machriel the dina. He says over here. That betfila belachash also the shalos me anusach shenagu mikvar. Then come mishum leisis gedudu. Avu bigdusha shemikol rum. This is what Moshe Feinstein also is based on. If you're saying something publicly, so vadi also the shalos me minuk shuv sham neamachlekes. Ula Rambam yesh b'zem mishum leisis gedudu. So the argument is that you have a problem of leisis gedudu. Now he also here discusses, as I said, this is the subject of a tshuva. Of Agana Moshe Feinstein, more or less he follows the position that's mentioned over here of the Metziv and the Meshiv Dabar.
Would it be the same if you're davening where they do Tachanun, they do Yudgimel?
Also, why should that be? So although that already, someone told me that there are Ashkenazic shuls that are Noeg in England. What was the minig over there? Regarding, I'm talking about you giving me the Shavachim on a Monday and Thursday. When does Sfardim say you give me the Shavachim?
Every day.
So, but there are Ashkenazic shuls that say it dafka Monday and Thursday. We're not knowing like that. Most Ashkenazic shuls are not knowing like that. But Monday and Thursday, which are Yemei Tachnunim, so there are Ashkenazic shuls I saw here in Eretz Yisrael.
So if you're davening in a shul that's doing it, you should also?
The Pashtas. But the example I wanted to give before that I forgot, I neglected, so I two or three Sfadim come to daven, and they say Tachnun when? Before Behurachim. not benefilas apayim. So that's the question. Is that called loisis gadol? They sit down.
Everyone's standing up.
Shtei tochin shogolach. If you don't stand up for v'hu rachum, peretz gadol yishchenu nachash. So that's what I told them. This is Ashkenazi shul. What is it? Hefkevelt. I've calmed down, Rabbi Munitz. I've chilled out. But these are the issues that we're talking about. What? I give you another example, which is not directly even connected to this. In many shuls, thank God, this shul doesn't have it. People decide they're going to have a minyan. Why? All kinds of reasons. Without getting into details now. May affect some people here who did something like that. But is that permissible? It may be also for two reasons. You can't go ahead and introduce whatever midiniyut you like in a shul that's not, you're just davening there. There's a seder, there are rules, there are halachas. But it might be an issue of Lois is good to do as well. It might very well board on Lois is good to do.
There's a bar mitzvah reading lunch.
That's what I'm told. Hey, kavanti. So if you daven, bu'ulam, smachot, I don't see a problem with that. But in the Beis HaKnesset that has minyanim and zmanim kruim, what is this? What do they call it? Minyan factories they have here? What do they call them? I don't know what they call them. But they chavosh of the minyanim, what do they call them? That's not what, it's not a shibul here. This is a shul. Rabbi Baum, appreciate it. He's from England. Everything they do is proper. But the Americans here, which is all of us, they don't understand, Rabbi Baum, what's proper. They have no concept. I, as a Rav, do have a concept. I'm not an Englishman. And I'm not a Yeki. I'm not a Gaboner. I'm a Gavorna. I became one. And I'm very makbid about these things. So I don't permit people to do these things.
I daven every day in the Sephardi minyan at work. And I learned to daven in Nusa. I'm a switch hitter. There are a few Ashkenazi people that daven there. There's one Ashkenazi person who had the yard site. And he got up and davened like we do here in Beis Tefillah.
Bill, they employ you. I throw him off the yomid.
That's what I did.
I
told him that it's, you know, so all this, everyone heard me talking. The Sephardim heard me talking to him. And he said to me, how many kids, you know, we're so happy to have people here. We like them people down with their own list of
by the way, this is another subject of another issue. Hagoyin Rav Nochem Rabbi Novitz Zatzal, who was Roshiva Malei Adumim, was a Goyin himself. Did you know him? So he was a Rav in Toronto. I knew him for decades. A Goyin Adia. He learned in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Rudiman Zatzal, Rav Nochem Rabbi Novitz, the Chatzag de Rocha. He was an extraordinary person. What? Yeah. He wrote probably 15, 20 volumes on the Rambam. Also very unbelievable. I also has tshuvas. What?
Your brother's father.
Really? Well, I didn't know that. Okay, so it was a great idea, but out of the box completely. The yeshiva world can't handle these people. You know why? They're too big for them. Anyway, Bekitzer, so the a man who was an onov shein kamo, a tzaddik yisraelim, I know him only approximately 45 years. Anyway, so extraordinary individual. So he has many tshuvas in his siach nochum. He has tshuvas. You ever saw his tshuvas? You'll just one day, when you have nothing to do with yourself, just make sure you have a few cups of hot coffee so you can handle it. He has massive, massive tshuvas. Okay, so he deals with some of these issues as well. But I'm talking about the following. He also felt that there's a basis, what they call, whoever davens for the omrit is koveh. You said that's his masan mordechai? Is that what they do there?
As long as you have a hat and jacket, you can do it.
No,
what?
The nafotz, no action nafotz mode. The psika shel hagoyin da nochem Rabbi Novitz, that's all. Kol mi she nigash lamud, hu koveya ta nusach. Rav Soloveitchi held, chas v'sholem, rachmon litzlan, ayin shamati mimenu. You heard otherwise?
When I came to Efrat, I saw this by
Rabbi Riskin held like this.
Shabbos morning, nusach sfar, and the sfaranim had their own thing, but the Ashkenazim, I asked Menachem Schrader about this. He said, no, there's no Nusach Kavua. I asked Rav Lichtenstein. Rav Lichtenstein said that he asked the Rav.
And
the Rav, because Rav Lichtenstein, when he found him, he was at the yeshiva, which Nusach should we choose? So the Rav said, this is how Rabbi Schrader said it to me, I don't want anybody telling me how to daven.
What a political answer. Classic Rav Soloveitchi. Classic. I did not hear that. but I heard otherwise. In Boston, I heard Chas v'Shalom, or should have a Hefkevelt when it comes to this. And by the way, this particular Medinut or Anhaga, you know where it's found? It's not found in any yeshiva in the Haredi world. You'll not find such a thing in any yeshiva in the Haredi world, anywhere on the globus. So it's found in certain circles. I'll leave it at that. From Van Kumtas. So I asked Hagoyin Avram Shapira Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva Merkaz Harav, Modernusha, for the modern ones. Chas v'Shalom.
So, but look at it from the face, a little bit of...
So what's the argument? It comes from Rav Gorin, who's a Goy Nadir, I'm not against Rav Gorin. What? Nusach Achid. Because we want to unite Klal Yisrael. So Rav Soloveitchik said, what's what you're talking about? Ma keshet ta'alocha. Ta'alocha says, every big Knesset, they're balabatim, they have people who join together, they decide what they're going to do, they come to Achra, and whatever the Achra is, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, etc., etc. Usually it's the Rov that prevails, so let's say the Rov here in this shul, Ashkenazim, for what I gather.
Is the Tzava, the army have a
Nusach? Oh, so that's the Nusach Achid, that's what they do over there, in the army, the Tzava. Anyway, so this is common among many in the Yeshivot has there, and but it Lufi Ani Yuzdaiti, it's not correct.
When the Ramash spoke, the world wasn't yet shaken up the way it is now. Now,
me, all, these,
says,
all these political spars.
Doesn't Ramash say this? Now, and put Sarah's there to show two different things also. But when you have the whole world shaken up, and in one shul, you've got every type of Jew.
Asma. You'll have a vote. Rob Minyan and Binyan will be Machria. What's
what
the problem?
They decide they don't want to vote.
They want to have a Hefka. Okay.
They
want to have, by the way, if you want to talk about something that's confusing, you want to confuse people, this is the way to do it.
In Achanami, I'm saying in Chutz Laaretz, you have much, I have never seen that in Chutz Laaretz.
It doesn't exist in Chutz Laaretz.
It's here.
So someone told me, that's based on the famous Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam in Hurdius, that Kahal Yisrael, the Gemara says, is only called a Kahal, here that's a Yisrael. There it's not serious. He tried to justify this. This Rachid, with that kind of, to me, all this is politics. Has nothing to do with halacha. Zero. Bimchila. Okay. I'm a halachic Jew. So are you, Rabbi Asger. But you have other influences in your life.
Just trying to be down the
kapstut. What?
Just trying to be down the kapstut.
I'm going
to
get nasty. I can't get nasty with you because I love you. So I can't get nasty with you. But I will. Rav Gurelik told me. This is actually said in one of the names of the great Dodi Bali Hamusa. Only Rav Yochum Gurelik could say this. Abriska, I learned by Briskarov. Favos, he asked me, I also used to be done the kapslus. Why did the Abishah create as a?
Krubakov.
That's what he told me. This comes from one of the Dolly Bali Amusa. I don't know which one it is. That Hashem created this midah of being done the kapslus for a twisted mind like yours. Okay. Rabbi Pia, I hope you'll forgive us for all this.
It's Rabbi Yisrael
Salanda. Rabbi Yisrael Salanda.
But he said it seriously.
Okay. Okay. I see what's going on here. I haven't done anything yet.
What do you mean by seriously?
It was on sound. Rabbi Yisrael Salanda says it seriously. There's got to be a reason for Jewish to go through mental gymnastics to be balanced.
Okay.
You say that. I think
that's exactly. Could be. I just want to show you in the issue of whether this is a din d'oraisa or not. I spent the whole week looking into this matter. That Lashon HaRam that I just read to you a second, Bichlal Azhara Zo. But now look on page, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, on page number 5. So the Rambam here, he writes the following Lashon, page 5 and 6. I'll read from Memhe. It says, Shez Yironu, and what's he then? On page number 5. Memhe. Shez Yironu Miasei Sera the Nefesh Bitzarenu, Kashi Yasu Odi Abedazara, Hu Amora Yisbarach Loises Gedidu. וכבר נכפלו העזור מזה באומרו בסרד הנפש לא סיתנו בפסחם וכבר הסבור בגמר יבמס כי גופי דקרוע לא יסס גדדו לא ססו חבורה I mean that's the פשוטו של מקרא גופי דקרוע it's clear it's talking about making a חבורה making an incision ושום נאמר גם כן לא יסס גדדו מבואי לדו גופי יום רחמנו לא ססו חבורה על המס ובגמר מקס אמרו סבידו גדידו אחסי ושום הסבור המסגדד על המס בין יד בין בכלי חי, ועל הזוהר בכלי חי ביד פותק, כמו שבא בפרש בנבואה, נסגרו לו כמשפטם בחרובוס. והנה אמרו, now here's the line I want you to read carefully. והנה אמרו, שבכלל זה או הזורה מחילוק דוסי העיר במנהוגם וחילקו הקבוצים ויאמרו לו סיסגודלו לא ססו אגודס אגודס אבל גובי לקרוא הנה כמו שביארנו לא ססו חבור על המס וזהו כמו דרש. Wow. Now, the question is, can I be medayik in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos? Can I make diukim over here? The diukim that are fairly evident, that sounds to me like it's a din rabbanon from the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. No, what do you say? Rabbi Bernstein. He calls it derech drash. That sounds like a din rabbanon.
Doesn't he say here also? Derech halacha is a
raisa. So the Kesem Mishnah says what you say. What would you say? I'm sorry? Yeah, I'm coming to that. Correct. Now, look at the analogy he draws. The Gemara said, is that a din d'rabbanon or a din d'araisa? Namely, being machzik v'machlekes. Machzik v'machlekes means when you, how should I put it, not only ignite the fires of machlekes, but you sustain it. There are some people who love machlekes.
This is not a lash.
I'm coming to that in a few moments. So this is exactly the Rambam's analogy. Al tzad hadrash, omnam gufi dikra hu lahavchi lufi mashabir chacham hinei ushlil lo azora ki ein be'aru she'inyan zeh amayim hu she'hokel yisbarach magid ki mi she'yachlok v'yore ha'akuna v'meshiyav v'menazman lo yonesh v'meshi nanash karach. So the Rambam compares these two isurim, the isur of leis is gadidu agudas agudas, to the isur of kalamachsiv machlokes. The Kesem Mishneh and that Rambam, which is found again that you have in front of you, I think it was on page 3. So the Kesem Mishneh, he tells you that it's a din d'araisa. It's pasha to him that it's a din d'araisa. The Kesem Mishneh, it's in the small print actually. I don't know if you can see it, but he learns that it's a din d'araisa. Kesem Mishneh says. So the question is, and this is what Rabbi Yazgir Shlita just asked a moment ago, how do you get Malkus for Migadei, Lashe Bechlolos? Let's say it's similar to the lab of Leisoich Lala Adam. The Gemara learns that from that pasuk, a whole bunch of Yisurim, including the halacha that you can't eat before davening. Leisoich Lala Kodesh is Balu Al Dimchem. But the Pioshib Shad, Leisoich Lala Adam, so that's a lab Shebechlolos. So, says the Kesem Mishneh, Ein Odoime. You can't compare the two situations. Why? Lo Domi. Dehocha Iker Alav Yodanu Shelo Nigade Datsvenu. Hear what he says? The Ikra allows what the Rambam writes. Namely, Gedida, Srita. But there's also a Riba HaKosov that includes as well this idea of Agudas Agudas.
It's not the same word. The Gemara points out, let's go Didu Lasagudas.
That's what I want to examine. That will take me a few hours.
It's the same words give us multiple halavas.
Okay. You're saying that. Okay, but the question is, what does the Rambam mean over here? First of all, the Rambam does not say here, and he should have said, why doesn't he say, ain't like in Olav? Found the Rambam held, can't like in Olav. You do get Malkus. You relate to the question of the Kesem Mishneh as far as Lashon Bechlolos is concerned. the Lashon Rambam here, again, I don't know what to do with this. The Rambam, by the way, the Sefer HaMitzvah was written in what language?
Arabic.
That's the problem that we have. I don't know who did the translation, but it's Yodua that just like the Rambam also in Pirsha Mishnah, the Shach says this already. Pirsha Mishnah was also written in Arabic, and the Sefer HaMitzvah is written in Arabic. He wrote the Mishnah Torah, so that's why the diukim that the Briskas make, Rav Soloveitchik, only made diukim in Mishnah Torah, not in Sefer HaMitzvah. And not in Pirsha Mishnah. He went to town on them as well, but you can't make the kind of diukim you make in Mishnah Torah that you make in Mishnah Torah over here in Pirsha Mishnah. But anyway, the problem is, what does it mean? Vizek kamo drash. So the Rambam clearly was bothered by this kasha. That's why the Rambam says at the end that I don't mean to say that's an asmachta in Lekid Olav, but derech drash, it's not the pshutah shel mikra. I think that's what the Rambam is saying here. It's not the pshutah shel mikra. Pshutah shel mikra is gedida and srita. But that's what he means when he says that. But it's also b'chal halav, it's daraisa. That's what the Kesem Mishneh assumes. This is a din daraisa.
What is the
can I just say one thing? What bothers me is this analogy that the Rambam draws to hamachzik b'machlekes over here, oiv b'lav. What is the nature of this analogy? Why it's a very difficult analogy. What?
What he says in
the Mishnah Torah. But I'm saying that it's... you're saying it's the same?
I don't know. I was going to ask, what does the Rambam mean when he says, don't make machlokes? What's the reason for that?
So he doesn't really... I mean, he doesn't explain it. That's the problem. How do you... You see, in the Kesem Mishnah here... I mean, assume that the Ikud Drasha is Daraisa. But the question is, what exactly is that you're asking correctly? What is this, what is the nature of this din? Or what is the, whatever. He doesn't really tell you what the parameters are. But Klal, you don't see any of the parameters in the Rambam here in Mishnah Torah. He doesn't define it. He doesn't define exactly what the, I mean, the only thing I want to just comment on is the Lashon of the Rambam here in Perek Yud Beis, where he writes, he writes over here, בכלל הזור הזה, שלא יהיו שני בתדינים בירחה, זה נוהג מנג זה, זה נוהג מנג זה, שזה גורן למחלוקס גדול, שנאמר לססגדוד, לססו אגודס אגודס. So it's clear the מהוס האיסור, זה מהמחלוקס. And I told you, the נפקמינה would be, במקום, where there's no shash, שנירה, let's say, במקום, let's say the case that Gemara brings, where the מנג זה דו מלוך, and ערב יום to Pesach. Eisen, welcome Shane Nogim and Eisen. There's no losses go to do. Because as Gemara says, Haroya, the person who sees it, what does he think? Correct. That's what the Gemara says. But according to the Rambam, the Chura. No, according to the Rambam, that's not Shaykh. It's Gurin Machlaikis. That could be Gurin Machlaikis. It's not very unclear what the Shitas Rambam is. The problem is, how does the Rambam say so the Gemara? How does he say against the Gemara? So that's what the Nitziv comments, that the Ram Pasak Abaye, against the Gemara that came to the Maskana like Rabba, Pashas the Gemara is like Rabba. And yeah, the Ram Pasak Abaye. That's what all the Mefarshim Meskan Rambam. How does he do that? And as I said, we always pass like Rabba, except for Yal Kigam. That's the Gemara. And thirdly, the Rambam says here, the Azorah and a Minog. That's against Kimat everything. So, I also want to understand what is the Rambam meaning over here when the Rambam says, what's Bezdin Echad? That's what you asked, Rabbi Baum. What's Bezdin Echad? What's Zeba Tadina? What are the parameters here of this halacha? I mean, let's say one Bezdin passes like Beis Shammai, one Bezdin passes like Beis Hillel. That's called Zeba Tadina. And why is that called Agudas Agudas? Why is it not called Agudas Agudas? Because they shtei batei dinim. So the Rambam says here, Pashtus, if we're talking about one Bezdin, and both of them really pass on the halacha like Beis Hillel, but this one wants to be knowing the Chumah Beis Shammai, this one wants to be knowing like Beis Hillel. So basically they're arguing only regarding a Minog, and the Isur Nishum will sasu Agudas Agudas. But if this one passes like Beis Shammai, and this one passes like Beis Hillel, that's shtei batei dinim. There's no machlekes, there's no leisis go to do. Somehow, in the Hamamina, somehow here, I guess the Rambam assumed, the Gemara thought, that the Isur Shtei Batedinim, that we say, Lois is going to do, is only B'tznai, that the Roya thinks that it's not Machmas Din. Means everyone does whatever he wants. It's like a Hefke belt. Like, that's what people do. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what the Havana of the Rambam is in the Gemara.
We're trying to say that the Rambam is different from Rashi.
Yes.
Maybe it's not so poshut that that's the case.
Okay.
Because with the Rambam's approach to machlokes, he defines in that gum the Perish Mishnayos, and the lashon nasa torvish de toros is the lashon the Gemara uses, if I'm not mistaken, by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel.
That's right.
Right.
By Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel.
Again, we say elu beelu diber elokim chayim, but the Rambam considers the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel to be a great tragedy in the development of the Torah Shabbat Ped, because So I'm not sure that when the Rambam says machlokes, he's not talking about the same thing that the Rashi's talking about.
Okay, I don't think the Achrayim agree with you. The Tziv Sili does not agree with you, nor does the Karen Ira. I just want to read, I didn't Xerox it because I only saw it earlier this morning.
You're very gentle.
That is a correct statement. After my initial... So I have to now backtrack. Anyway, I saw in the Sefer Achinuch this morning the following. I actually Xeroxed it for myself. I don't have a chance to Xerox it for you. I just want to read the Lashon of the Chinuch. You know, the Chinuch follows the Rambam. It came out Rav Azman. So he learns, Mimori, he says, Lomadati, Shein Isu Ze Ele B'chabur Echad, Shecholkin Tzosim Al Tzosim, Veheim Shovim B'chochma. If they are Shovim B'chochma, this is based a little bit on the Gemara here, of course, She'osur kol kat mehem lasos kidvarav. She'ze gori machlokes b'nehem. Ella, what should they do? Yisu v'yidnu b'davar harbe. They should have a maso matan. Achi eskimu kulam l'de achas. Bim I efshar b'kach. If they can't come to any maskana. Yasu hanal kidivri amachmer imhu b'shel teira. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. That when it comes to Daraisa, if you can't be machriya, you are machmir. Aval b'shnei batei dinim chalukim ve'en shavim b'chokma. You don't have two equal batei dinim. Lo nomar alzeh loisis goydudu agudas agudas. So I have the impression, that's the Edna D'chinuch. The impression I have is that what does it mean bezin acher shavim b'chokma? What is shnei batei dinim? En shavim b'chokma. That's what Kamai said beferish. So what's the basis for this? That in effect, you have more than two, you have a chashash and machlokes. The Iker Hazhara of the Lav is based on machlokes. That's what the Rambam said, and that's what the Chinuch is following over here. So it could very well be, as I said, that that's the machlokes between Abai and Rav, and the same machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. I know you don't seem to agree with that, but that's what the Achrenim say. They take Dov and Pasha. Abai holds the Iker Hazhara, because mechzli b'shnei teres, and therefore even b'shnei batei dinim b'ir achas, it's also mechzli b'shnei teres, b'shnei ayaros, of course that's not shayach, that's not relevant.
Well, the guf machlokes will be whether they're shovel b'chokhma.
That's right, that's correct. Now, how do you measure that?
Yeah, that's what
for goodness sakes.
I'll be the machlok.
Right, that's guf the machlok. It's enechanami. But I don't know, I don't have a clue. I mean, I even, the issue that en bezin yochol levatel, the bezin chavero, and can go the man b'chokhma minyan. So minyan, we understand how you could be, how you, that's quantified. But how do you?
Chess.
I'll play chess. How do you measure chokhmah? How do you? What does that mean? And even the Gemara actually, the Gemara here talks about rov. The Gemara talks about rov and mechadid yitve. What does that mean? How do, rov, we know what rov means. But mechadid yitve?
Sure.
What does that mean?
Well, that's all because one
admits
to the other.
They're smarter. Yeah, but how do you define? What are the parameters? Very difficult to know exactly. That's what Rabbi Bam asked earlier correctly. I don't have a clue what the parameters are over here. That's what it sounds like.
Justice Brandeis, I can't quantify it, but I know it when I see it.
Well, I'm not sure what that means. Well, what does that mean exactly? Justice Brandeis from the Deli Ador. So, okay, I'm not sure exactly what that means. I wanted to really, but I don't know if you will permit me to do so. Probably you won't correctly. I was going to go through the Gemara. Mamish, line by line, what's the, and you give them a base. You have to read this Gemara, and what you have to do is you have to learn the Ritva over here. You have to spend about 15 hours on this Ritva. To learn the Ritva, he teaches the Gemara line by line. The Gemara, if you give them a base, I guess I can't do it.
So maybe I'll just. The Rashi test on the base.
What?
I haven't finished the Rashi test on the base.
Okay. May I just see you? I'll just bring you a few other things. That also are, I took this from the Sefer Siach Nochum, Agoin Ladochim Rabbi Novitzer, Tzad Dibrocha. He raises a number of issues. Some of them I already mentioned. Shaving on Chol HaMoed. So everyone, maybe, I don't know, you're smiling. So this is a very, not a simple issue. Chazal goes on Tiglachas b'Chol HaMoed. I mean, that's the Mishnah in Moed Kodin, that if you could do it before, why'd you wait to Chol HaMoed, et cetera, et cetera. So, that's one issue. So Rav Soloveitchik was Mekel. He was Mekel on shaving during the 3 weeks. He had this whole Marechet that the 3 weeks are comparable to different segments of Avelis. Namely, the 3 weeks itself is basically Tuch Shona. And she. And then we have Shavuot Shechal B'Av Zak Shoshim. And then Tisha B'Av is either Yom Amisa and the like. Question whether you accept that. A second issue is the issue of shaving during Sfira. Also the same, again, you say he discusses it here in the Siach Nochum. Generally, he's always night to the Hakel. That's more or less his position. I'll give you a few other examples that he discusses, very fascinating examples. I went through the Sefer. I actually gone through the Sefer before. And here I just Xerox different parts of the Sefer. He has a discussion about after Shalshim Yom, Chiyav Kriya, and you go to the Kaisel of Ma'arabi. So I wish I would go to the Kaisel more often. My wife goes there within every Shalshim Yom. Can stay there for the last 28 years. So I appointed her as my shliach. I don't know if that works. Ishtar Kegufo, I doubt it. But anyway, so the Kshad is after Shalshim Yom. And is there a difference between someone who sees the Kaisel and other things? I'll give you another example. Zekel the Churban, all these halachas. I go to many people's homes, there's no Amma Alama. Ma'ap Shat Bezeh. So I didn't show Allah, Chagimura. Rabbi Munetz, you're the one who has to explain it. You're the Eretz Yisrael Dika. Even people of B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Well, let's say even I see they're not Makbid. I'm very Makbid. I'll say, was very Makbid. Efer Makbid, I was a Chosin. I think I told you the story that once I was there, I was at aid at this chassan, a chaver of mine, and he had a beautiful, he got himself a nice, what do they call it? One of these haircuts. And it cost him $100 at a chvesa salon, and the rab was examining. I saw he was admiring his hairstyle. And then at the moment that the time for Efer Makler, the rab went and mamish, mishtahein the Efer Makler, the ganze kop, and that was the end. And this guy, this chassan was so, he was so upset. So sometimes they're not makbid about it. I mean, it's called in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Samach. What was that?
He answered the Gaon Rava.
Okay.
Not
makbid on the last. Okay, good. So, and he gives, now here, Rav Nachman Rabinov, it's Kedarko. He's a little bit ahead of most of the people in this shul. And he's ahead of me, way ahead of me. He writes the following. B'simchas Torah ha'achron, roktu b'kilaseinu noshim in Torah. V'adova goram v'vikuach nokev, Umachlegis Gdela, he writes himself. So now the question is, what's the Ikra Din? What's the Minog? There was a very famous rabbi. His name happens to be Weiss. Rabbi Avi Weiss. I don't know if you heard of these people. So he wrote a whole sefer, Weiss Mutter for a woman to take a sefer Torah. No Isa Ikra Din. Hello, Kod Varaka Ishnu Mashem, Aishan Makabal Tumah, the return of Kabal Tumah, and on and on and on. So, anyway, the question is Meikra Adin. I had this issue in two shuls ago, on the other side of Beit Shemesh. Women wanted to dance with the Sefer Torah, but Shum Panavayif, and I didn't permit it, not even a Havamina. But anyway, and not only that, there were other things there. I mean, it was great, a lot of all the other shuls permitted it. Every Rav and every other shul in that neighborhood permitted it. I was viewed as the right winger. Here I'm seen as a left winger. So that's why everything is Yachasi. I call
that. You're closer to the Kiryah, that's right.
I'll call it the Kiryah. That could very well be.
You will overload this God to do that.
Very good. So here he discusses that also. And Fashtetzach, he said the following. I just want to read. Hinebi Yameinu. Anu Rowan Barbe Mekomot Shek Tanim Buktanim Tanim Buktim Sifri Atera. Olsin Komen Yatzagol Ben Potsapel Mitzatzef. Nu, so Eba Zay, Im Hakol Rotsim Lahani Nacha Ruach Leroshim Besim Chastero, and therefore they should do it privately. They'll cover the Hidur. I mean, one shaila after the next. That Rav Nochem, Rabbi Novis Hagoyin, Rav Nochem, it's basically his Mekol, and then he discusses the issue that I spoke about earlier. Kviya Nusach Tfilat Achid B'Kihila, and so basically he takes the position that that's a correct thing to do. And when you gave all the drashas of Yasger relating to this to Klal Yisrael and etc. Im harav yachin et hatzibur karaui v'yazer v'kama tamnei chachamim b'kila shelo nitan la'asot mivchar shel piyutim v'nuschaot minusach edut ha'mizvach v'nuschach ashkenaz v'kol ha'nuschaot b'ofen that everyone she'ahudim v'hamukarim yisharu lo tiyem ha'masak dola la'tzibur etc. kamuvan tzibur shel b'nei terah. And they should be deicha all these piyut until after davening is over. And then he says that this will be, of course, achdus, as Rabbi Yaskar Shlita said, for Klal Yisrael, etc., etc. Achdus Malaya, the Achva Vereus. And to me, it's just the opposite. It's anti-halacha. Okay, I'm not offering any tachaskapas baglov. He's an oven golden blade. I'll give you another example. This comes up in my life, kol hayom kol laila. Namely, the question is, women, do they have to accept upon themselves minhagim of their husband? What an asek, bizmaneinu anu. So Amesha has a tshuva, very clear. And shum sofek. But I, after many years in the rabbinate, have come to a different maskana. So, for example, I'm involved with Ashkenazim who married many women, and vice versa, all kinds of things. And Anglo-Saxons, Rabbi Munitz, it's hard for you to believe. Okay, not hard. You've been out to so you see what's going on. Anyway, here these people don't know what this is all about. But I'm just telling you, I'm here 28 years, so I need ready to tackle. And now the question is, and a woman insists on maintaining her minhagim. Should we make of this a world war? Lefiani was 90? No. I don't know if you agree, Rabbi Bernstein.
This is where kidneys becomes a very big issue.
That's correct. I was about to get to that. Mamish lo yom kiyah super.
Kein bais asher ein sham.
Correct. Correct. So I have involved now in a machlokes with two or three couples who are this mixed, what do they call them? Mixed marriage. And the woman is a Sephardi or the man is a Sephardi. This one eats kidneys, this one does not. And then the tumble with the kelim and all kinds of things. There's no tumble with the kelim whatsoever. From a halachic standpoint, but there's massive machlokes. That's what it emerges. So here, he also discusses this halacha, and it's no gear. Also, the chesnida, nusach atfila, and so he makes all kinds of chilukim. And but here you have to do. I think the issue primarily is really shalom bayis. That's what we have to be concerned about. That's my main concern. I try to make charas. Yeah, it's hard for you to believe, Rabbi Bernstein. I make charas as well between individuals. And then the last issue I just want to mention is the question of peya nochris, which is, you know, this is a massive machlokes. You ever go to Meir Shorim? You ever go there and see all the pashkevilyas on the wall?
On the garbage cans.
On the garbage cans, exactly. All the pashkevilyas against peya nochris. No, you. I mean, it comes to the Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva writes on Soita. What?
It's a right in Bet. You don't have to go to.
I don't have to go there. Okay, I don't travel there too often. Anyway, I'll give you another example. He mentions here, Kisui Hazroa Leisha. So Rabbi Nebenzol told me a number of times that when I teach women, what they should be taught is that not only must the Zroa be covered to the elbow, beyond the elbow, because Shavuot might. Go the other direction. And therefore, they have to cover beyond that. I heard from Abraham the Chassid Zatzal, not like that. He said that the Gemara said, Tefach b'Yisha'eva, they're allowed up to a Tefach above the elbow. Kach Shemati. I asked Rabbi Nebenzol, he told me it's against Mishnayis and Tachas, how you define exactly where this, where the elbow is. Elbogin, as the Mishnah Berurah calls it. Elbogin. Anyway, so this needs also a lot of Libun. And the last issue is that he suggested Rabbi Nochem that I Xeroxed is that going with Nichnasei Chatzait, what do they call them in English? Women going with these baggy trousers. So the question is: is that considered to be also? And that's another issue. Of first, he says the issue of lo yilbash, but secondly, an issue. He also in areas, let's say, where you have there's a certain. I'll finish the last line. Rabbi Devinzel told me when I was involved with the MMY, so I went to Rabbi Shechter and to Rabbi Nebenzol, and ask him about kolam of tznias that I should insist on. So now the question is, a woman to wear stockings. Is there a chiyah for a woman to wear stockings? So the poskim in Siman Ein Hey, Mishnah Berurah says, it's totally a minig ha-mokom. What's the minig ha-mokom? So Rabbi Nebenzol said, in mokom mistapek, minay mokom yushalayim barur. It's clear they have to wear gabayim. So I asked him, harab, mi kavata minag? So he says, harab David b'shulcha, ha-sisterhood shall yushalayim. That's what he told me, Rabbi Nebenzol. He did with his cute jokes. Who told him that? Where the sisterhood, Kaveh, the Minig HaMakom for that? Abu Shtetos. So that, and then I asked Rabbi Shechter, if they wear a skirt below the knee, so what's the problem? Why should there be an issue? So he did not have the same approach as Rabbi Nebenzol regarding this matter, but these are, okay, anyway, so what really has to be done, and I really should say a shiur on this, but this will take 5 hours to go through the Gemara. I spent an entire week learning the Gemara line by line with Rashi. And this, you have to learn the Ritva over here. I'm just telling you, there's a Ritva in Yavam, it's a famous Ritva, Avram Yafin, Zechatzak Debracha. I happen to know him. And I heard him in St. Louis, and I heard him a few other places, Agoin Adir, and Ilu Shem Kamo. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik told me, Dr. Grach, He had a problem with that sefer. Two fat volumes. Yeah, you probably have it.
He has a sefer and he sneaked it in and ripped it up.
That's the understatement of the year. What is this? He told me, Dr. Grach in Yiddish. What is this? A mensch will schreiben a sefer. Let him schreiben a sefer. If a person wants to write a sefer, let him write a sefer on Yevamos. Not that he has to do litvos tremp ala ritvo and basically write his sefer. That's what Dr. Grach. This is classic Dr. Grach. Classic, classic. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous sefer. It's the sefer is much thicker than the Ritva. The Ritva is a chveis, maybe 150 pages, and his perush is about 1,000 pages.
With the Merkaz Arav cookbook?
Yes, Merkaz Arav. It's a meiridika sefer. It's a goy nadir. I heard him say shurim at St. Louis, a few other places. He was nifta, a very young man, unfortunately. And the vavdika goy, pasha, unbelievable. So, but it's kedai to learn the Ritva. If you can't do it because you have daf yomi, you have to keep moving ahead. I don't learn that for me. I just take one sugya, and it's easier for me to do things like this. Okay, Seder, Shekoyach, thank you very much. I'm sorry I was late, and I appreciate your coming. And
you've not seen the Sefer Aleinu Yibo on Shem Zalman?
On Yevamos?
No, Aleinu Yibo. It's a conversation with Shem Zalman.
I have all the Bibles. Can I tell you something? I wrote a Kuntros, because I met the Shem Zalman, 15 pages. I gave it to Rabbi Levinson. No. And they were going to publish it as part of the third volume of Aleinu Yibo. Then the family stopped it.
Because the family didn't want Aleinu Yibo at all. That
they wanted, they were against the whole Sefer. They claimed that a lot of the things there are not honest.
The first Haskoma is not Haskoma.
That's right.
The first Haskoma is to say, don't publish it.
I say, you know, all the...
So the very first conversation reported in Aleinu Yibo, is, I can't remember, it's a fellow who lives in London, I can't remember his name, who wrote the Sefer. He walked every day with...
Correct, Shazan. That's right.
So he said that I heard B'Shem Maran, the Rav, the thickness of the stockings. Has to be certain derriere, whatever. And he writes, and Rosh Hashanah says to me, I have no idea what you're talking about. He has no clue.
I've never so told me a lot of things in that sefer are not for Rosh Hashanah. He remembers everything.
No, it wasn't for public printing anyway. Right. It was just conversations.
But they printed two volumes. So I decided I'm going to make a contribution. I gave it to that guy who published the sefer, and then he told me he was not allowed to publish it.
He printed in the front of the sefer the letter from the son who says don't print the sefer.
That's right, that's
and
correct.
And he put it in the front of the sefer.
So I showed it to Abdel Mitzvah, my kuntres, 15 pages of it. He said a lot of these hanhogas are correct, but not everything is meduyok lafli. It's what I remember from 1971.
It's clear Rosh Hashanah didn't want these things.
That's right, that's partial, Okay, I have to go meet a couple upstairs. I apologize to you.
Okay. I have to tell you my maisa with Rav Soloveitchik and the Sefer Torah for women on Simchas Torah.
You'll forgive me.